13 days after Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico, President Donald Trump visited the island.
Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. Now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16, sir.
That's Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló answering the president there. At the time, less than 2 weeks after the hurricane first hit, the official government death toll was 16 people.
Now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16, certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together. 16 versus literally thousands of people. You can be very proud. Everybody around this table and everybody watching can really be very proud of what's taken place in Puerto Rico.
But as President Trump applauded his administration's efforts, Puerto Ricans were experiencing a very different reality. At that point, the power grid was completely broken, communication was almost non-existent, and news reports found it was more likely that dozens of people had died from the storm or more. Fast forward to today. The official government death toll for Hurricane Maria has climbed to 64. But one estimate by Harvard researchers puts the number of people who have died from the storm at least 4,645, more than twice as many as Hurricane Katrina. And the next hurricane season is just days away. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. It's been 252 days since Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. With the power grid destroyed and communication difficult, many relied on radio as a crucial form of communication.
My name is Carolina Rodriguez Plaza. I'm a news director and journalist, and also radio host for Con Base en Fundamento, which is translate like the basics and fundamentals at WKJB 710 AM.
Carolina reached us just before Tuesday's broadcast of Con Base y Fundamento was set to go live. It's a radio show out of San Juan devoted totally to Hurricane Maria. The show started in the days immediately following the storm.
We just took the opportunity to help people the best way we could, which was telling them what was going on around them, since most of our citizens were without any information, any kind of source, any kind of power, lack of water, lack of essential services, and we were there to help them. We are taking calls, we are trying to help people get through what it's the catastrophe of our century, of our modern history, which is Hurricane Maria. And people are still today telling us the same stories, the same things that really, really got them in the first place. And I mean, when you have a population that's still without potable water in some areas, especially the mountain region, and you have people with lack of power every day or inconsistency in that kind of service, you can imagine how they might be feeling right now, since it's 3 days until the next hurricane season.
For journalists like Carolina, the government's official death toll of 64 never rang true.
People feel insulted. People feel neglected, and people feel like they've been lying to. 64 is not the official number. I mean, that's a joke, a very, very bad joke. And when it comes to what was published by the New England Journal of Medicine, it's estimated that the total deaths are more than 4,000. Well, that's kind of very, very accurate of what we saw as a news team, as a news production team. So people are very, very mad and very angry with our local government right now. They feel very, very afraid, and they don't trust. I mean, they don't trust the government, they don't trust the emergency response agencies, and they don't even trust their neighborhoods. But on the other hand, you do have some sort of awareness. Others are like, hey, you know what? Maria really taught us something, and that something is we need to be aware that this is going to happen. Climate change is there. Things are happening everywhere in the world, so we're not going to be the exception. We're not going to be the blessed little island in the Caribbean anymore. So we do need to get prepared, and we do need to do something for ourselves.
Carolina Rodriguez Plaza there, host of Con Base y Fundamento, the radio show out of San Juan, which is all about Hurricane Maria and its aftermath. And 8 months later, she's not going anywhere as long as there's more to say.
I'm Carolina Rodriguez Plaza. I've been with you since Hurricane Maria, and I will be here no matter what. So I'll see you next time. Soy Carolina Rodriguez Plaza y he estado contigo antes, durante y después del huracán María. Hasta la próxima.
We just heard one radio host take on the mental state of the island of Puerto Rico today. And now we turn to Frances Boulon for another perspective. She's a school psychologist and adjunct professor at the University of Puerto Rico in Río Piedras. Frances, welcome to The Takeaway.
Happy to be with you and happy to know you are concerned about Puerto Rico.
I think one of the big issues here is the psychological toll that this has taken on Puerto Ricans, both on the mainland and on the island. Can you talk a little bit about what you're seeing?
Well, first of all, I experienced the fear and the amazing force of nature that I had never experienced before, although I'm one of the fortunate ones with a sturdy house that didn't go away. But after I was able to leave the neighborhood, I felt that for the first time in my life, I thought I was in a war zone. I had never experienced anything like that.
Frances, let me ask you a question. What is the psychological profile today, on average, of the Puerto Ricans that you're working with on the island? Are you seeing depression? Are you seeing suicidal tendencies? What exactly are the symptoms of sort of PTSD, if you will, after Hurricane Maria?
I think on average, many people have recovered their normal routines, but still have some lapses of PTSD, remembering the storm. Colleagues out in the field and in clinical services have observed an increase in suicidal tendencies and depression. There are still people who are having nightmares, remembering the day of the storm. They are in despair, or they are affected by all the losses they had. But then there's a number of people that have gone back to the routine and have been able to function fully or as well as they were functioning before the storm. The impact is not over, and I am observing some new concerns as the new hurricane season approaches.
And what is that looking like?
Well, people are worried that we are going to experience these scary winds and danger again. However, I do see a lot of energy channeled into being better prepared this time, doing things to be able to have private sources of energy, for instance, plan better for drinking water and having water at homes and building more resistant places to live. I think there's a lot of energy going into that also. But the ones that were fragile before the storm, they are having more trouble recovering. Even though the mental health services are currently, many are functioning, the time that they were without medications, without services, has taken a toll.
When you say fragile before the storm, do you mean mentally fragile? Like, how do you define that?
Okay, I mean people who were undergoing therapy for depression or for other serious mental health conditions suddenly found that they couldn't reach their medical professionals. They ran out of meds and couldn't take them. Many services have reopened. Some offices have been closed.
And there was a 29% increase in suicides on the island in 2017. Do you think there's a connection to the hurricane? and the after effects?
I think there is a connection, yes. I think some people were desperate or had no hope. There was an issue that I observed in some communities was people, families that were very hurt by the fact that some loved ones had moved away. And that made the ones staying more vulnerable because aside from their current lack of basic services, they were very concerned about having children, grandchildren, other relatives going away.
Yesterday, we learned that there were more than 4,500 Puerto Ricans killed after Hurricane Maria. What impact does knowing that number have on the social and psychological psyche of Puerto Ricans on the island?
Well, this news is spreading like wildfire. Many people never believed the death statistics were as low as they seemed. They are very angry at the lack of diligence of some government agencies in solving those problems. So they are blaming the people responsible for things like electricity and communications for the accelerated death of loved ones. I think this contributes to a feeling of anger towards the official agencies that have been entrusted to care for us and don't seem to be delivering. But collectively, I am seeing a determination to do better. But yes, the feeling that something terrible happened and we must prepare to mitigate a future situation like this, I think it is present.
Frances, thank you so much. Frances Bulon is a school psychologist and adjunct professor at the University of Puerto Rico at Río Piedras. Frances, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. And keep looking at us. Don't forget us. I think we still have a way to go, but I am betting on the resilience and determination of Puerto Ricans to help us get through.
And we want to hear from you. If you have family or friends living in Puerto Rico, tell us how they're doing. We want to know how people are coping and preparing for the upcoming hurricane season. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet me at Tanzina Vega.